Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. Had a little bit of sunshine yesterday. It looks promising for the weekend. But, you know, if you kind of want to sit back, spend the next hour with us, that would be great because we got a good show for you. Get a cup of coffee and sit back and enjoy Lisa Smith, who's going to talk about some great specials coming up at London Drugs for Father's Day. They've got some cleansing lines, watches, you name it. Lots of good prices going there. Heirloom Linens. Bob's going to tell us about some of the great luxurious products there. I think it's a great idea for Father's Day because I know my husband loves his 400 count. I don't even know because I don't buy them myself. He likes this stuff, these thread counts, you know. I don't even care, but he loves it. So Heirloom Linens is the place to go for that. Michelle Barker is our first guest. She's going to talk about her new book, The Beggar King. And we're going to talk to Hillary Lewis, who's going to talk about the Ram Scrap Metal Drive. At the end of the show, we have Tracy from Niche Magazine. They've got a big event coming up next week, the Niche Ball, and we'll be telling you details about that. But first up, we have Michelle. How are you, Michelle?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you're on the island. You're from Penticton, but you're here today?
That's right. I'm here this weekend.
You're doing a book signing?
I am. I'm doing a reading, actually, tonight.
Oh, you are. So just tell us where that's going to be at.
It's at Dark Horse Books on Johnson Street.
And what time?
I haven't been to yet. So
you haven't been to yet?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. At 7 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. Well, Michelle, you have a fascinating history. You've moved around a lot. You always sort of do the things you don't think you will, like be a poet. And now you're a poet, you're an author, so many things.
Right. Every time I say I'm not going to do something, chances are pretty good I'll be eating my words.
Well, that's a good way to live, I think, Michelle.
I don't know. I guess so. It's just how it seems to happen.
Well, your most remarkable adventure, you say, is when you sailed from Vancouver to Hawaii. You couldn't afford a GPS, so you were the navigator.
I know, and you know, actually, that's for anybody who knows me, it's quite hilarious because I get lost in parking lots. It's terrible. The fact that we made it to Hawaii, I really think, is kind of a miracle. So I don't know how anybody ever named me as navigator. It was it was odd.
Well, and how was that adventure? Was it really scary being out in that open sea for so many days?
Yeah, actually it was. It's the sort of thing that when you think back on it, you're really glad you did it, but you'd probably never want to do it again.
Wow.
We had sailed quite a lot inland. I mean, we'd lived in Vancouver, and so we sailed around in the Gulf Islands and stuff, and then we had this crazy idea that we were going to go offshore. And, of course, neither my husband nor I had ever been offshore before, and we didn't really know what we were doing. And so we took a couple of strong guys with us, my brother and a friend of his who knew a little bit about diesel mechanics, and we went. And, I mean, it was, you know, we did a lot of planning. We spent, I mean, months and months sort of going through magazines and, you know, making lists and making sure we had absolutely everything we needed. But the trip took 29 days, which is remarkably slow. Like the Vic Maui race, I think they do it in 14 or something like that. So it was kind of embarrassing to take 29 days. But yeah, no, it had its scary moments for sure.
I bet. I think that's fascinating because that stuff that scares you, you know, and that you did it is really cool. And you also want to go to Europe with your husband. I know that's something I'd like to do to, you know, to go for a length of time and kind of live the experience.
Oh, I would love to do that. It's sort of a dream in the distant future, but it is something that we keep talking about. It would be so great, you know, rent a little car and just drive around and go wherever you want. I mean, everything's so close over there. So.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, it seems like you've had a pretty interesting life because you do a lot of things. You move, and wherever it strikes you, you kind of go to next. And now you're in Penticton, and I know you're loving that environment with all the markets. And we were up in Kelowna last week, and it's so amazing all the fresh produce you can get there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful. We really, really like it over there. You know, Penticton is great because it's small enough that it still feels like a small town, and yet, of course, it has a Walmart. And if anything has a Walmart, then I guess that means it's on the map, right?
I think you've nailed it. Now, how did you get to doing a book? Because that takes so much, I don't know, perseverance to have to sit down and actually put pen to paper and go all the way through. And your book, you can describe it to us, but is a mind movie. And how did this all come about?
Oh, boy. Well, I had written a couple of novels before, which I sort of consider my practice novels because they never really went anywhere, and they were more sort of for me to know that I could handle the form. It is kind of a marathon to do it from start to finish. But that one particularly came about because I'd gone to my son's grade 2 class to give a presentation about what it was like to be a writer. And the kids were so interested, and they were so, I mean, they were just such a nice bunch of kids that I thought, oh, it would be really fun to write a novel for a younger audience. And that's sort of how it began. But it changed so, I mean, it took me 10 years to do in the end, and it changed so much from start to finish that, in fact, it turned out to be sort of a scary novel for older teens. I mean, like, not at all what I'd intended. And, yeah, it was definitely a long project that required a lot of perseverance.
And where did the ideas come from? And describe the book to people if they haven't read it already.
Oh, boy. Well, the ideas evolved. The book started off very lame. It started off as a sailing trip. I wonder where that came from. a parents with a boy and his cat, and they were going to sail around and have adventures. And honestly, I worked on it for 3 days, and I was bored. And so I thought, this is
sounds like my whole movies.
Pardon me?
Sounds like my home movies.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It was terrible. So, but at the time, I happened to have a copy of C.S. Lewis's, one of his Narnia books, on my night table. And so I picked it up, and I started reading it, and I had this, you know, earth-shattering idea for me anyways. I realized, hey, I could make the whole thing up. Which, of course, is what fiction is all about in the first place. But I just all of a sudden realized that I could do fantasy. And I'd never thought of writing fantasy before, and I never had written it before. And so I just, you know, jumped in with both feet, and I really, really didn't know what I was getting myself into, and decided that I was going to make up this whole world. And as soon as I made that decision, I had all sorts of ideas. I remember I was driving to pick up my son from preschool, and I had to pull over and just started grabbed all the scraps of paper I could find in the car and just started writing down ideas, most of which never made it to the final draft of the book, but that was how it started. But the ideas themselves, you know, I don't really know where they came from. I wrote a lot of the book while I was involved in a writer's group when I lived out in Quebec. Mm-hmm. And every week we would work on these sort of strange and wonderful prompts. And I think it was those prompts that sort of got my mind moving off in all sorts of different directions. And probably a lot of ideas came from there.
And tell people about the cat.
Well, he's an undercat. He's not actually a cat. He's what I consider the underside of a cat. He is sort of a mixture between a human being and a cat. He's human-sized, and he walks on two legs, and he has hands and feet, but he's also covered in fur, and he has a full collection of smoking jackets. He likes to drink whiskey, and he is a writer. And he definitely, in my imagination, he started off as a talking cat.
I think I've seen him when I've had too many scotches.
I think a lot of us have. It just didn't work for me. Like, he was a talking cat at first, and then I started seeing him walking around on two legs. But in my imagination, it was this, like, you know, foot-high creature. It just wasn't working, and he just grew. And then as soon as he got his name, Starmillion, then I knew who he was. All of a sudden, he had his smoking jackets, and he had his whiskey, and he was just a character. And that was, you know, he just took off.
So. I love it. Michelle, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and tell more details how people can get the book, and see you tonight. Back in a couple of minutes.
Sounds good. Okay.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning. I'm Terry Moore. We are on location at 2732 Matson Road here in Langford. And let me tell you something about this wonderful townhouse development. We call it the Matson Stacks. Tastefully designed, carefully constructed, a beautiful and distinctive structure, unmatched in providing exceptional, comfortable homes. Now, they invite you to come out here and check it out for yourself and look at what they call the new quiet. Because of this concrete and steel and the sandwich of the insulation and all, it really is the new kind of quiet, the kind of thing that people dream about when they get into a townhome and they say, can I hear the neighbors? No, can't hear the neighbors. Can I hear the wind in the street? No, you can't do that either. When you get down here to see what they've done, you'll love Matson Stacks. And what you'll really love is the price, because they start at $229,000. And if you get into a deal now before the 15th of June, you will get a $10,000 rebate. rebate. Did you hear that? A $10,000 grand opening rebate. And believe me, this is one heck of a deal. And when you see the designs on the inside and you see the wonderful flooring, they're all done in soft earth tones all through the entire units. And you'll get stainless steel appliances, you get granite countertops, and it's wonderful. I am standing in one of the units now that is the demo unit, and it has got the it's got an absolutely huge balcony. It joins right down into the second bedroom or office area, depending what you want to use it for. But it really is a wonderful environment. So do come by and see us today in Langford. You come down, listen, probably come down Goldstream and then just hang a right on Matson and come by and see us at Matson Stacks. 2732, that's where we are. We got prizes for you. We got CFAX mugs. We got all kinds of things. So make it a trip. Come by and, yes, can you rent them? Yeah, you can buy it. This is a good investment.
Can Mom stay home and stay safe without me? Who will help Dad with his groceries when I'm not around? How can I even start this conversation?
Hi, I'm Alistair Hicks, owner of Home Instead Senior Care in Victoria. If you're struggling to care for your parents, we can help. From meal preparation to shopping and errands, our trained caregivers will help your parents stay in the place they call home. A free consultation is a great place to start. So book now at homeinstead.ca/VictoriaBC. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbors? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
We are back with Michelle Barker, who has a new novel, The Beggar King. Michelle, you have a great personality and really a fun person. I imagine that helps with your writing, too, because sometimes people take it so seriously, and you seem to just take it as it is.
Oh, well, that's been a bit of a struggle, actually, because, you know, you have to learn to take it as it is. And this whole thing has been a very big learning experience for me because, you know, when you've written a book and you publish it, you really have to let go of it. Mm. And you don't control it anymore. And that's been something that I've had to learn. And letting go is the only way.
Well, you know, I hope it's a big success because I want to see this Hollywood movie. And, oh. And you know who you want to have as the leads already. Tell us who that would be.
Thinking that Johnny Depp might do quite a nice job as Sermillion.
Oh, I think so. And who else? Cate Blanchett?
Maybe. Although I don't want it to look too much like Lord of the Rings. I've been struggling with that, so.
Exactly. Now, how do people get your book, Michelle?
Well, it'll be on sale tonight at Dark Horse Books, and of course you can order it on Amazon, and you can also order it, probably from any of the bookstores, Chapters, whatever, they'll all be able to get it. Thistledown Press website is also a good place to order the book.
And is there a contact for you, Michelle, if people want to know more about you?
Oh, I have a website, www.michellebarker.ca.
Yeah, it's good, and there's lots of information there about you, and your poetry, which is going to be your next thing you publish.
I hope so. Yeah, I've published lots of poems in literary journals, but I'm putting together a collection right now, and then I'm working on another one. So
yeah, they're great. I really like your writing. It's
thank you.
Yeah, it's excellent. And if people want to come out tonight, tell us again what time and where that's going to be.
Yes, Dark Horse Books, which is in Victoria. It's on Johnson Street. I think it's 623 Johnson, but I'm not completely sure, and that's at 7 o'clock tonight.
Well, I wish you all the best. I think you you will do well because you have a great personality and a great book, and I'm sure people of Victoria will come out to see you tonight.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
You too, Michelle. Take care.
Okay, you too.
You too. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk with Heirloom Linens. We're going to talk with Lisa from London Drugs and, of course, Niche Magazine. But before that, we have Hillary Lewis, who is with the Mount Doug Rams. She is the team captain. How are you, Hillary?
Oh, hi, Patty. I wish I was the team captain, but I'm actually the manager.
The manager. What? You're our captain. All you have to do is ask Hillary what's going on. She knows. I feel like I know nothing about my own child. It's like, Hillary, what's going on with my child? Oh, here's what's going on.
That's great.
So, Hillary, you're really involved, and you do it because of the love of the game and what it does for our kids. It's a great sport, and Mount Doug has the best program going.
Well, I think we do. Absolutely.
So tell us about the scrap drive. This is the second annual. It's on June 15th and 22nd. And you did a lot last year to really help with this team because Mount Doug is it's not a school of choice. So this is not funded. This is totally volunteer. The school does, gives great support. But the coaches, Mark Townsend, Dave Wong, all the coaches are volunteers, as is Hillary. So tell us what this scrap metal drive does to help the team.
Okay, thanks, Patty. The scrap metal drive is obviously to raise funds, and until recently we were the only AAA team on the island, which meant most of our games fell to the mainland. So a lot of our expenses are travel, and that includes the cost of the ferries as well as buses, sometimes to the ferry, always from the ferry. And one trip to Vancouver for two teams can be, you know, $4,000. And so we really need to raise funds. And the scrap metal drive last year helped us raise almost $14,000. And it costs us over $50,000 actually to run the team.
And we're not talking like fancy buses. We're talking like the coaches, you know, the school buses. Like they're not riding in style.
Definitely Bluebird school buses, and the rides are a bit rough.
Yeah.
You know, we get parents to take the kids to the ferries unless it's a school day. And so we do everything we can to minimize our expenses. But, you know, it just adds up.
Well, you know, TJ's here as well, Hillary. And, of course, he's our announcer for the Mount Doug Rams. And, TJ, it's great quality football, isn't it, to watch?
I was thoroughly impressed with the quality of football, actually. It was my first time watching some high school football. And those kids put on a pretty good show.
They do. And he learned really quick how to call the names of the players and now he's got a whole new bunch for next year, right?
It's going to be tough remembering all the names from last year and all the new ones.
Exactly. And speaking of the quality of the team, I do believe that we're the third-ranked team in Canada right now, and we did win five championships in 4 years between junior and senior varsity. So, yeah, they've really stepped up. They're an amazing team and an amazing group of guys as well.
So
the players are great.
Yeah, so we want to make sure, if you have any metal, I think, TJ, you said you had some stuff hanging around the house.
Yeah, I think I've got some old barbecues lying around on the patio that are just getting rusty out there.
You got some old barbecues?
Yeah. Well, when you move in with a couple of friends who all like to barbecue, you end up with a few.
Well, maybe you have a few old bikes as well.
Actually, now that I think about it, I might have those too.
Well, we'll take anything except for fridges and freezers because of the Freon, of course. But you name it, cars, we love cars. Last year we had about 12 or 13 or 14 cars, and we arranged to have them towed. So if you've got a car sitting on your lot that you'd like to get rid of, we'd love to have it. So you name it, washers, dryers, stoves, bikes, lawnmowers, anything, like a bit of brass, copper, aluminum, everything adds up, whether it's a magnet sticks to it or a magnet doesn't stick to it, we'll take it.
Exercise equipment, a lot of people have hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Filing cabinets.
And yep, you name it. I've been driving around picking things off the side of the road for the last month knowing this was coming and picked up two steel toolboxes on the side of the road yesterday. And when I opened them, they were just full of like heavy nuts and bolts and everything. I'm like, yes, I've got to find here.
Hillary is the most, she's so much fun. Hillary, what did you say your front yard looks like?
Well, to quote Sue Hamill, our backyard is looking like Sanford and Sons right now.
That's an old reference for you, TJ, but for me it's funny. So how do people do this? I'm going to have you on quickly next week to plug it as well. I know HUD's going to have something on CTV, but tell us how people get a hold of you.
Okay, so people can either call 778-433-7455 by June 21st, and we will pick up either on the 15th or the 22nd. So either of those days, if you have anything for us, you can leave it in your yard with a sign on it that says Rams, or we can come to your door, whatever works best. We also have an email address, which is just ramsfundraiser@gmail.com. And those are two ways, or you can come yourselves on the 15th or the 22nd. We're going to have our two bin days, which is behind the school at Mount Doug, just off of Lavelle Street. And it's actually a pretty fun day. At least it was last year. So, yeah, there's a lot of options to connect with us. Or anytime you're driving by, you see us out on the field, just come in. We'll answer any questions that you have. You know, people can start calling right now. In fact, we've already got a list of people who just by word of mouth or flyers through people's work. I've sent mine out through my work by email. And so people are already hearing about it and calling us to pick things up.
So, you know, how easy can that be? So you can get it picked up or drop it off that day. If you want more information, too, you can always contact me, Patty Mack at shaw.ca, and we'll we'll pass that information on to you. But, you know, you have this stuff lying around anyways. Why not make good use of it? Once a year, it's your annual get rid of your stuff. Just make this part of it. Now, Hillary, last week we were up in Cologne. I was telling TJ we were up with the Rising Stars program, which was their first annual, and it was BC against Alberta. Tell people about the game.
Well, I thought it was pretty amazing. It's the first time Ron Diaz has brought it out to the West, and it was like a best of the West camp, so kids tried out and made the game, and we went up there, as you did, and I think there was four families that traveled up. And, you know, for our boys, it was an opportunity to play with players that usually they're playing against, and this was a chance for them to see some of those guys on their own side. And I think it was a real learning experience. It was like going to a really great camp, and they saw different coaches, different players, like I say, players that usually are the enemy, if you will, that suddenly you're on the same team, at least, you know, for 3 hours. And yeah, it was a great opportunity. I loved it. I think you loved it too, Patty.
I did. I was sitting beside you. It was nerve-wracking, the two of us. Doesn't matter if they win. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. And then they're off to Maui in August to play a team there, and then the season starts, and it's going to be great. And TJ, you coming back this year?
I hope so. It was a lot of fun last year, and I'd like to get out and get involved with them again.
Yeah, that would be great, TJ.
It was really a great year. Yeah. And this year, you know, I think we've got some great new kids coming up the ranks. And if you have kids in that are football players that want to go to Mount Doug, you know, you have to be part of the school there. And you know, there's a format to follow if you want to join these sort of teams. But it certainly is a great football program and a great school.
Right. Well, it's actually we're going into our eighth year because it's our second son. So we had one son go through 4 years, and now our second. And, Patty, this is your second son as well.
It is. He didn't do the full four, but, it's been great, mostly because, you know, the kids win, then the parents celebrate all night. So
you make some great friends as adults.
We did it. We did. Oh, yeah. We just had them. They played. Anyways, Hillary, I think this sounds like a great fundraiser, and I hope people come out and support it again this year, because it's just stuff you have lying around, and it just makes such a difference for these kids that are winning championships and are great community leaders. So you're supporting that.
Absolutely. And just one more mention, too, that if anybody's actually taking down their own loads to Schweitzer Steel, which formerly was Pacific Steel on David Street, you can just say Mount Doug Rams football team during the month of June, and we would get credit for that. So people who, like, maybe you have a business and you count on that, the scrap for bringing in your own income. If you just wanted to donate a part of a load or something to us, that also is helpful. You can just take it on down. And we've had a few businesses in town, like Showcase Trophies, who for months now have been saving things for us, and every few weeks I go down and pick up boxes from them. And so we really appreciate our, you know, community partners supporting us like that as well.
Well, thank you, Showcase Trophies. That's excellent.
Yeah, it's been really, really great. It really is Sanford and Sons. I mean, I've got 7 big boxes in the basement right now, and I'll be collecting for the whole month of June. So
does Jack just shake his head at you all the time, like, now what have you done?
Oh, absolutely, especially when I crossed a busy road in Sydney last Sunday on the way back from the football game to pick up some brass I saw on the side of the road.
Hillary, you are such a neat person. I think you're amazing. Thank you so much for taking part today, and we'll talk to you again next week. Do a quick plug, and have a great day.
And thanks, Patty, and thanks, CFAX and CTV for supporting us so
and
much.
Old TJ here. Thanks, TJ.
And
back
TJ
in a, back after the news.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening,
it's here.
Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It is the new kind of quiet. Is it the opportunity for you to come by and see us at Matson Stacks today? Spacious homes, tastefully designed, carefully constructed in concrete and steel. Matson Stacks are stacked townhomes that really are different than the rest that you've seen anywhere. They're built using newer technology. They're stronger. They offer unmatched comfort, convenience, and affordability. Beautiful interiors, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, beautiful floors, all done in soft earth tones, the whole area, and fantastic balconies. And I got to tell you right now, when you get inside, you're going to say, wait a minute, why is this so quiet? Well, I'll tell you, part of the reason is because of this concrete and steel, and this is a continuous poured concrete, and then they put in a foam insulation in between, and then another one goes on top of that. So that's why you get this unbelievable comfort, and it truly is a solid investment. Now, here's what's going to happen this weekend for you. If you come and do a deal before the 15th of June, there is a $10,000 grand opening rebate for you. That's a $10,000 grand opening rebate. Where are we located? Matson at Goldstream at 2732 Matson Road. Come down Goldstream, hang a right on Matson. Come on up and you'll see us right there. We're broadcasting till 2 o'clock. They are open till 4 today, and an opportunity not only to save money, but to get yourself an investment as well, because there are no restrictions on rentals. So do it and come by and see us at Matson Stacks today, 2732 Matson Road.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. First Nations and environmental groups are praising the BC government today after the province told a federal review panel yesterday it does not support the proposed Northern Gateway pipeline. The province says there are too many unanswered questions, such as how owners Enbridge would respond to a spill as the pipeline carries diluted bitumen from Alberta to the West Coast. Enbridge and the Alberta government say they will continue to work to address BC's concerns. Several hundred protesters turned up the heat on Toronto Mayor Rob Ford today. They rallied at City Hall and called on Ford to step down. Ford has been dogged by reports of an alleged video showing him smoking what appears to be crack cocaine. The mayor says he does not use the drug. He also said he will not step aside and plans to run again in the next election. Authorities in Oklahoma count 9 dead and more than 100 people injured following last night's burst of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. More than half the people hurt were taken to hospital, were treated for cuts and piercing injuries. The violent weather hit the Oklahoma City area during last night's rush hour, trapping thousands of motorists as tornadoes crisscrossed the highways. The rooming house in Dallas, Texas, where Lee Harvey Oswald lived in the weeks leading up to the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy, is up for sale. The house has been in Patricia Hall's family since about 1942, but she's decided it's finally time to let it go. The house went on the market today, with the price listed as $500,000. One Houston firefighter remains in critical condition today after a massive motel and restaurant fire killed 4 other fighters. 14 firefighters, all told, were taken to hospital yesterday, but the Houston Fire Department says most have been released. The 4 killed include 3 department veterans and a rookie just 1 month out of the fire academy. CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Cloudy with a chance of showers today. Highs of 15. Tonight, much of the same chance of showers overnight with a low of 10 degrees. Sunday, clearing in the morning and a high of 18 with some sunny breaks in the afternoon. Currently in downtown Victoria, the sun's starting to poke its head out. Good looking to be a nice day and 16 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. Good morning. It's 11:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm delighted to have my next guest on the show. Heirloom Linens, it only sounds expensive, is a big part of our family because all of our linens are from there. How are you, Bob?
I'm just fine, thanks. Patty, how are you?
I'm great. This is Bob of Bob and Joan Einson from Heirloom Linens, and you've been doing this for how long now, Bob?
Well, as a matter of fact, Patty, we just closed the books yesterday on our 17th year in business.
Well, congratulations. Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, it's rather nice.
And you've also taken off big time with online.
Yes, actually, our online store has really become a factor in our total business right now. And it's certainly been nice to see. We actually attract customers right from coast to coast. And we actually have a very loyal following from the Maritimes.
Isn't that cool? Now, Bob, I know you've been doing this a while, and you won a prestigious award last year. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was, I was inducted into the Retail Hall of Fame. And the reason for it was my involvement with the Retail Council of Canada in an attempt to launch their independent stores division, which is called My Stores. And the advisory team that actually put that program together were all inducted at the same time.
Well, congratulations. That is a huge honor, and I'm sure it was a real highlight to your career.
Absolutely. and utterly a surprise. Had no idea it was coming.
Isn't that fantastic? And you really know your products because you worked at Woodward's before.
Yes, I spent some 15 years with Woodward's. That's
correct. Was a great store. My aunt used to work there, too, and they had great products and great the service was always wonderful.
Well, we have attempted to emulate many of the principles that Woodward's had in their department store chain right within Maryland Linen.
So. And I can see that. When you come in, you know, the staff is great, and it's all about good service, and that's what you get there because, you know, it's local, but the service is also matters that they ask what you need and kind of delve in a bit because, you know, I've taken my three teens in before and they all have like different wants and needs and there's always something there and the staff is very accommodating.
Well, actually, our staff go through a 40-hour training program before they ever talk to a customer. And that shows in how well and how knowledgeable they are. And the best thing is they don't know. They usually will tell you they don't know, and they'll find out.
Yeah, and that's just it, isn't it? Like, don't try and make stuff up. If you don't know, find out.
Today's customer sees right through that.
Yeah, totally. You know, you were saying Father's Day, you know, wasn't the store for that. And Todd said to me, tell Bob that I'm that father. He's the 400 thread count guy. He loves his luxury. He loves his oversized towels and the duvets and the pillows we get there. So I think it is. And if your husband's not that guy, be smart and buy yourself a present that you can share, like a new duvet or maybe one of these new mattresses you have.
Well, these new mattresses have really taken off and actually caught us completely unawares. We had no idea of how much business there was out there in these.
So they're one of these, like a latex, so you sort of sink into them?
Well, to give you the history behind it, I actually have a wool duvet supplier out of Vancouver called Snug Sleep, and his life's work has been designing and building mattresses. His claim is that most of our neck and back issues can be solved with a proper bed and a proper pillow. And to that end, he's been working on this tirelessly for almost 30 years, and the current incarnation of latex mattresses is where he stands today. Now, the beauty of these is that they are a natural latex, and that's not to be confused with the memory foam product that you see on the market.
Mm-hmm.
We see too many customers coming in the store with memory foam pillows and mattresses that their number one complaint is it's too hot, doesn't breathe. And there's also a real concern now about memory foam mattresses off-gassing, because let's face it, they're a chemically produced product
right. Versus
100% natural latex rubber.
Wow, that's really interesting, and people are probably just finding that out after they've purchased these things.
Well, they're finding it out, but what we're finding interesting is the number of consumers coming in to talk to us about latex mattresses that firstly know as much as we do about it right to begin with. They're coming in fully educated. They've done their research on the Internet. They've looked at videos. They've looked at definitions. They've looked at other manufacturers. And, frankly, it's scary. They come in. They truly are knowledgeable customers.
Well, and, you know, nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep and making sure you have that good bed. And, you know, the linens are nice and the duvets and that they look nice because your room should look beautiful because it's for you.
Well, and I think people are starting to realize that there really is an issue about sleep comfort. If you don't get a good night's sleep, it sets you up for a bad part of every day.
Totally. And I think what's good, too, you have good price points because you can start out if you don't want to spend all the dough on your kids. You can buy them the cheaper duvets and pillows.
Exactly.
You can cheap out on them.
We've got duvets starting at $69.99 for any size.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a little funny story here. The name Heirloom Linens was picked, obviously, 20 years ago. My wife was never in favor of it. And unfortunately, the perception it gave consumers was that we were expensive.
Right.
And many years ago, an advertising person from a radio station came up with the phrase, but we only sound expensive, because he came out and he'd seen the store and he said, you guys aren't expensive. You just sound like you are. And that's where it came from. We owe a debt of gratitude to that individual, whom I don't remember who it was.
Whoever you are, thank you.
We'll never change it.
Okay, back in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk a little more about some of the things coming up for summer and some specials that you have in store. Back in a minute.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
The first ever BC SPCA Victoria Tuxes and Tails Gala is very close to being sold out, but a few tickets remain. It's set for Saturday, June 15th at the Coast Victoria Harborside Hotel. Tuxes and Tails is a special evening when animal lovers and supporters come together to celebrate and support the life-saving work of the BC SPCA Victoria branch. You can also help out by donating online. Saanich Parks and Rec summer programs are listed online in the Active Living Guide. Check out what's available and get registered for your favorite activity. TD Victoria International Jazz Fest runs from Friday, June 21st until Sunday, June 30th at various venues in the city. Victoria Jazz Society presents 10 hot days and nights of the coolest music in town. There are lots of great performers and shows. See the full schedule online. Get your tickets soon as many shows sell out. I'm Preem May. That's your Community Connection. Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress on CFAX 1070.
That beautiful high-end leather reclining set you've always wanted is now at Dodds Furniture and Mattress. Gordy's team has just unloaded a huge container shipment of luxurious leather reclining sofas, love seats, recliners, and sectionals. Volume container buying equals Dodds value pricing. For details, visit Dodds Furniture and Mattress and don't pay for a full year. With nothing down, no interest, and no payments at 715 Finlayson across from Mayfair and in Nanaimo.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
More Rewards Scan and Win is back at Save-On Foods. From May 31st to June 20th, spend $50 with your More Rewards card, and you could win 2 million more rewards points. Plus, right now, get Lay's potato chips or kettle cooked chips. More Rewards price, 4 for $11. Or Folgers Classic Roast Coffee. More Rewards price, $6.99. Don't miss More Rewards Scan and Win. Contest details in store. Save-On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
We are back with Bob Ianson from Heirloom Linens, and we're talking about what is hot or maybe cool for summer. What do you see coming in the latest for summer, Bob?
Number one item right now is a 100% silk-filled, cotton-covered summer-weight duvet. Ooh. We've introduced this about 7 or 8 weeks ago, and it has just been an overnight success story. We're hard-pressed to keep them in stock. They're $99.99 any sizes, and they are the item for anybody that's finding their duvets too warm, especially as these evenings will start to heat up.
And that's silk?
Silk-filled.
Oh, silk-filled. Ooh, nice. Wow. And what kind of colors are you seeing, like, say, in towels and such this time of year? Any particular color that's popular off the runways?
You know, unfortunately, I can't put a finger on it and say that this is the hot color, because what's happening right now is that because our consumer is all age groups, we've got customers that are looking for Dusty Rose, and Dusty Rose hasn't been around in 15 years. But the issue is that we've got everything from that to the brights. We're seeing a bit of a resurgence in the jewel tones. We've got a very, very successful towel program made right here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons we've selected it is A, it's Canadian-made, and B, it's Egyptian cotton, which is nice to come by. And the third positive is that it's some terrific colors.
Yeah, people decorate so much now with just towels and cushions and stuff and changing those over from time to time instead of changing everything in the room.
Well, Patty, we've got a lot of people do that, but I've got a number of customers that now treat their bedrooms like their clothing. They've got a spring selection and they've got a fall selection. I've got customers that have 4 and 5 different duvet covers, and they switch them out regularly. Like,
oh, my gosh. I hope HUD's not listening.
Well, we certainly think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we do, too. HUD loves his stuff. Well, we bought a beautiful duvet for our bedroom there, and we kind of based the whole room on it because you can sort of pick out some, you know, there's some different things that you don't find anywhere else. And same with our kids. They've all found duvets that are great. And you kind of get attached to them, right, your duvet? And
absolutely.
And how
several
it looks.
Years.
You sure do. And which size is the most popular?
Oh, queen. 80% of our business is queen.
Is that right, huh?
But we're seeing an increase in the king business. As bedrooms get bigger, the king size is a little bit more common now in Canada.
What do you have, Bob?
King.
We have a king, too. It's like when you start out when you're married, you have the little tiny bed, and then it's sort of like the king size. It's like that's what we need.
I think it was the dogs that caused the king size. It's
totally. We have two dogs.
Well, we have two also, and we have to have king.
You sure do.
Also do a big business coming up, Patty, with dorm bedding. We've got a lot of students that are heading to university this fall. And dorm bedding has become a real issue for Victoria customers. They can't find it. They can't find the twin extra long sheets that they need for the dorm bedding. So we actually have put packages together for a couple of the private schools and certainly any of the universities, and you can actually buy a dorm bedding package right off of our website.
Oh, that is a great idea.
And we actually charge the consumer. We actually deliver the goods right to the school, right to the residents in time for back to school in September.
Well, you can't ask for more than that, Bob. And you are located at Broadmead Village and also online.
Broadmead Village and heirloomlinens.com.
Well, make sure you get out there if you're looking for some linens, especially for your dorm bedding. That's a great idea. Nice talking to you, Bob.
Nice talking to you, Patty.
Happy Father's Day.
You too. you.
We're going to talk now to Lisa Smith from London Drugs about Father's Day, because they are experts in that field as well, and they have lots of products coming out for that time of year, which is, what day is that, Lisa?
June the 16th.
You know that day. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Excellent. I suppose you're pretty busy today with the start of all those sort of things, because people like to get buying early for Father's and Mother's Day.
Every year it gets earlier and earlier, so when we're all ready for everybody. We've got some great gift sets, men's fragrance gift sets on sale, and also skin moisturizing sets.
Now, some guys may think, you know, you don't need to do that, but why wouldn't you?
You know, the clients that we have, the customers that come into the store, men are, I mean, they're using their eye creams, they're using their lip balm, scrubs, they're doing the whole gamut. They're taking care, and they're also using sunscreen, which is very, very important.
I don't like a guy who's prettier than me, okay? Come on.
Well,
that's not good.
No, it's not good, but unfortunately it happens.
And not as hairy as me. They're also shaving, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I guess there's certain stories I can't tell you, but yes, they absolutely do.
Well, that's, you know, generational too, right? Because, you know, Bob from Marilyn Lennon's was on talking about Dusty Rose. Well, I remember when my brother had a house, it was gray and Dusty Rose.
Right.
And I thought I'd never look at those colors again. It's kind of like, you know, the hairy chest like Stavros with the gold chains used to be cool. And now it's like totally uncool.
Waxing the chest is huge.
I guess you sell lots of wax too.
Oh my goodness. Wax, and we've got those kits that actually, they're a machine and they actually pull from the root.
Oh,
but waxing for men is a big thing. And then they use the self-tanner.
Now I know what to get HUD for Father's Day. You look like a chihuahua.
Why not?
Why not? And what about these watches you have on there?
Designer watches. We have some of them are like Dolce & Gabbana, Tissot, Marc Jacobs, and Diesel. They're fabulous watches, and they're all 50% off.
So what kind of price would that start at for a watch like that?
$500 to $370. Some are at $250, so that price range. So you're looking at some of them, you know, $125. They're beautiful watches, and we've got a great selection of them, too.
Now, watches also, you know, for a long time they were kind of out. People had their phone. But watches are becoming, again, like, you know, a piece of jewelry that men want to show off, whether it's
a white
or a gold. Or is gold back in again, the gold, or is
no.
it the rose-colored gold?
No, it's not gold. It's the, you know, the silver and the black. But they like the large faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also they are using their cell phones for, you know, all that, for the timing and that type of thing. But they still, like you say, like to have a watch on. But they're large faces, though.
And what else? Do you have any fragrance packages going this time of year with the gifts? Or
we do. We have Armani, Dolce & Gabbana. All of them where you, there's a gift with purchase actually going on right now too. So when you buy the cologne and the gift set, you're getting a bath and shower gel or an aftershave balm.
Don't you find that people like that now? Like, you know, whether they're buying a lipstick or anything else, they like to add the value up and then get something with it?
Absolutely. And it's such a better deal buying the gift set because you're getting, you know, a bonus with it where it would normally be the regular price is buying the single bottle on its own.
Right. Now, if you have a guy and, or a kid, who maybe doesn't know about facial washing and all that stuff, especially if you've got teens who maybe they're getting, you know, blemishes and such. What's a good program to start out on how difficult, like how many products would they need?
You know, you just need your two basic, and that's a good cleanser and a good moisturizer. I find I have a lot of young guys that come in, young customers that come in, and that's what they're looking for. You know, they're masking. But as long as you, kids nowadays, they need to exfoliate their skin, you know. But I find that kids are taking very good care of their skin, and that's help from their mother, too. Moms come in and they want to start them earlier. So good cleanser and a good moisturizer. Then after they use that, then they'll get into the masks and exfoliating.
When we come back, we'll talk a little more with Lisa Smith, and then we'll be joined by Tracy from Niche Magazine.
You're invited to UVic's World Fest. This Sunday, 11 to 6, come enjoy a full day of performances, international food vendors, beer tent, and a kids zone. Performances include Kikiambe African drum and dance, and an Asian cultural celebration including taiko drummers and lion dancers. Bring the family and join CFAX 1070 live on location Sunday at World Fest, part of Congress 2013 and UVic's 50th anniversary. Visit uviccongress2013.ca.
Monday on Much. In this neck of the woods, nothing is as it seems.
I think you're going to want to see this for yourself.
The nightmare is just beginning.
You haven't told him everything yet.
No matter what you've seen, it won't prepare you for what's next.
They're coming.
Who? An alpha pack.
There will be blood.
And they're not coming. They're already here.
Teen Wolf season premiere, Monday at 7, only on Match.
We're on location at 2732 Matson Road. We invite you to come. This is a fantastic construction. This is a whole new way to build townhomes. And when you see the construction and you see this insulated concrete forms and what they have done and why they are so quiet, come out here to Langford and you're coming down the Gold Stream and you hang that right on Matson to come down and see us. You will see done in these soft, beautiful earth tones, stainless steel appliances, granite cabinets and granite countertops, and you'll see a home that is designed to give you the ultimate for very, very, very low prices. As a matter of fact, if you buy before the 15th, this is done with this what they call the constant pour concrete construction with the foam insulation in it, and really ultra quiet, beautiful balconies, and an opportunity for you to buy starting at $229,000. Hey, can I buy it as an investment? Yeah, there are no rental restrictions. So come by and see us at 2732 Matson Road. We're in Langford, just off the Gold Street.
We are back. This is Lisa Smith on the phone from London Drugs. We're talking about Father's Day. So if you're buying your guy some cleansers and stuff like that, can you ever bring them down to the store and talk to you about kind of products and how to use them?
Yeah, I find that the mothers, they'll bring their sons in, and then I'll go through the proper cleaning and moisturizing. And I have a lot of kids that come in themselves. You know, they're online, they read things, they come in, and then we go through it all.
Now, for older guys, too, how about, like, little shavy things? You know, like, as men get older, they have the same – we're talking about waxing, but, you know, for hair, nose hair, all this kind of thing. You sell all kinds of products, right? And maybe if it's a sensitive subject, you can bring your guy in and you can drop the bad news to them?
Absolutely. And you've got a great selection of men's shavers on sale, along with the gift with purchase at the store, too. So, yeah, absolutely.
And, Lisa, something everybody needs is, like, a triple – quadruple magnifying mirror, especially as we get older, right? You walk along and go, holy mackerel, was that showing? Was I that with that hair or what? So as you get older, it's not a sign of weakness. It's just reality, right?
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, there's, you know, the waxing, there's the, you know, having laser done, and that will over time diminish the hair.
Lisa, you're always full of lots of information. So if people want to see you, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, just come down to London Drugs on Yates Street. 911 Yates Street, and we're there to help.
And Lisa's been there a while, and she knows her stuff. And happy Father's Day.
And you too.
Okay, Lisa, take good care.
Thanks. Nice talking to Patty.
You too. Okay. We're going to talk now to Tracy from Niche Magazine. They have a big event coming up in a few weeks. How are you, Tracy?
I'm great. Thank you, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. Now, this is an exciting event. You have a red carpet, the Niche First Annual Ball. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, it's the first annual Niche Inspiration Charity Ball taking place at the Fairmont Empress a week from today, next Saturday, June the 8th. And it is going to be just a fabulous evening of red carpet, ball gowns, wonderful entertainment with Maureen Washington, a lot of interesting fashion installations, a few celebs on site, and a great auction.
Well, one celeb is coming is my husband. Hudson and I are bringing a posse and a table full of people. You know, the Empress is great, but also the charity aspect, because, you know, you're buying a ticket, but you're getting dinner and hors d'oeuvres. And tell us about the charity, where the money is going to, Tracy.
All of the proceeds from the event benefit two women-focused charities. The first is a local charity, which is the Cridge Center's Transition House for Women, which, of course, as most people that live in the community know, is a vital resource here that assists women and their children that are fleeing abusive relationships. And then our second charity is an international charity, which is called Women for Women International. And they we've worked with them for years. They work with women in war-torn countries that are rebuilding their lives after war, and they educate the women so that they can in turn take care of their children.
Two great charities and very worthy charities. If people are a little, you know, hesitant with they don't have the dress to wear, what is acceptable dress code for them to wear to the ball?
That is such a great question. We've had that question coming in all week to our office. And, you know, what we've been telling people is that cocktail, short cocktail, which is similar to what you'd wear on a Saturday night, is perfectly acceptable on a red carpet. We do have people that are really looking forward to the ball gown experience, but it's certainly optional. And I think that you should come as you're comfortable. If it's a cocktail gown or it's a long gown, whatever it happens to be, gentlemen obviously have that flexibility where they can wear a suit, or if they want to get dressed up in tux and tails, and I'm really hoping a few will. That's a personal choice.
So it's a great chance to dress up, but come and enjoy yourself and don't worry too much about that.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be, although it is a red carpet and black tie event, it's going to be lots of fun. And we certainly are a group that likes to sort of get to know everybody there. There's a chance to meet Mary Zilba from Real Housewives of Vancouver. She's going to be one of our guests, as well as one of our special guests is Cassandra Hobbins. And she's flying in all the way from New York City. She's a Canadian fashion designer up and coming and was featured on the TV show NBC's Fashion Star, which is a big deal in that industry. So they will be on, and the nice thing about it is there's no barriers. Everything's sort of meet and mingle. Anybody that's there will be treated as a VIP, and they can mix and mingle with everyone.
Well, I love all these shows, and Mary Zilba, I love The Housewives, and I actually know Brett Wilson when I met him in L.A. last year, so I'll have to ask her about that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're a friend of hers, so you'll have all the scoop. And if you want to be on the red carpet also, you're asking people in Victoria if they want to come out and see all the people walking down, they're welcome to come and watch that.
Absolutely. We've opened up the red carpet from Government Street right up to the steps to the tea lobby at the Fairmont Empress. There's quite an accessible red carpet set up there. People are welcome to come, talk, take pictures, get autographs, and that will happen from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. Next Saturday.
And there's only 270 tickets, so there are a few left here. So if you want to get one or two or a table, you'll have to call Tracy and she can let you know. But how would they get a hold of you, Tracy?
There's a few ways to order tickets. You can still order tickets online via our website at nichemagazine.ca, or you can call our office directly, which is 250-595-7870. And if you can't come in, we have a crew that will actually bring the tickets out to you. So we would love to have the city come out and support us. We do have some tickets left, and we'd love to sell out for our charities.
Absolutely. And just quickly tell people what your fabulous magazine does, Niche Magazine.
Well, Niche Magazine, published and produced right here in the great city of Victoria, is a fashion and lifestyle magazine. We've just brought out our third issue, which is our inspiration issue, and in conjunction with the ball. We love to bring the world of fashion and lifestyle to the city of Victoria, and we continue to do that six times a year.
And if you haven't got a copy, stop by one of the many stores in town that has it. It is a beautifully finished book. It's gorgeous. The pictures, the colors, the articles are great. So, Tracy, good luck with the Niche Ball. Well, I'm going to be there next Saturday. I look forward to seeing you in my glad rags. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next weekend, everybody. Get out there and enjoy.